Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 76. I sound like one of those guys from the 50s. Was it Edward R. Murrow? Hello, Edward R. Murrow. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I doing that? Probably because of the heat. It's been so hot lately. Of course, I'm in an air-conditioned room, and I don't know if you can hear the air conditioning in the background, but it's pretty freaking cold in here. Probably should have shut it off, but I didn't want to shut it off. I wanted to be cold. I wanted to be alert during this podcast. Because it was 90 degrees a few minutes ago, and now it's gone down to a chilling 88 degrees outside. And by the way, you did hear the flute, which is the call to the podcast, the call to worship. And I didn't know. I just found out I have a neighbor who's a Muslim, told me it's Ramadan. The Muslims, they fast all day, and then they can eat when the sun goes down. And I had a discussion with this guy the other day. He told me, he made a comment, everybody knows the Jews rule the world. I was like, dude, really? Are you really going to say this to me? The Jews rule the world. I mean, there are maybe certain Jews that rule, but to say the Jews rule the world, you mean the Jews like the Bushsteins? And the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, whatever her name was. I mean, really? The blue bloods that run everything? They're all Jews? Come on, dude. I didn't almost smack him in the head. We had a nice discussion. You know, I told him he was a little bit ignorant. I said, I don't know where you got this from. It wasn't intending to start off that way. Talking about Jews ruling the world. Listen, if the Jews ruled the world, I think I would be a lot further down the road being one of the Jews that could rule the world. All right, enough of that. I want to say that this week I went to Gougers. That's my new name for the old go-to supermarket, which... like I've been mentioning lately, I've been going to Ralph's, splitting my time up a little bit more, and I haven't been going to my go-to, what was formerly my go-to market, which I now call Gougers, because I believe they do gouge you. I offered to do them a commercial, a voiceover, at Gougers. We rip you off on every item. Anyway, there's a guy who works there in the deli department. Actually, he didn't work. He worked there a couple few years ago, and then they transferred him to another store, and I hadn't seen him in a couple years. And for some reason, the past week, he came into my mind. I don't know. I just thought about, I never think about this guy, but he just sort of came into my mind. And then I showed up at Gougers, the one that I go to, and there he was. And which happens to me sometimes. It happens to other people. I think because on some level, we're all connected. But people get, I said to him, I don't always realize it. Not everybody is like me and will accept something. Well, you know, understand that kind of actual thing that happens. And I said to him, I said, hey, oh, wow, I can't believe I'm seeing you. I just thought of you this week. And he got this look of panic on his face. Like, you know, like, I don't know what he was thinking. I said, well, I mean, you just came into my mind. I mean, all right, just don't worry about it. Just keep, you know, cutting deli meat and making sandwiches and waiting on people here. Okay, don't think about anything else in life. Don't worry. I mean, I didn't go up and I didn't say like, hey, I've been thinking about you. Oh, I've been thinking. I just like, oh man, well, it's like, I didn't even say I've been thinking about it. I said, I think I said I thought about you. I mean, I just thought about you, you know, maybe it was kind of weird. Maybe if he said to me, I thought about you, I'd be like, what are you thinking about me for? What am I doing in your mind? Anyway, that was that. And, And I was shopping there, and then one point, and I had like one item in my basket, and one of the people that works there says, "Did you find everything okay?" Find everything. I got one item in my basket. I found that. So far, I found that. And I found that, and I will say that's okay. But if I found everything, well, I found the basket where I'm carrying the item in, so I found that okay. And I found my way to the place, so I guess that's okay. And then I was over at the hot bar. Sounds kind of hot, right? The hot bar. And some guy comes by, some kind of bigger guy. I don't know what kind of how to describe this guy, but he comes up to me and goes, "Those look absolutely delicious." And I don't know what the hell he's talking about. I go, "What?" He's kind of freaking me out a little bit. "Those look absolutely delicious." And I go, "What?" He goes, "Those olives." So I had purchased some olives. And he just thought they were absolutely delicious. And I go, "Well, you too can have some of these delicious olives by going across the store to where the olive bar is. They have an olive bar. An actual, like a salad bar, only an olive bar. They have a salad bar too." So I go there, and you can, he goes, "Okay." But I just thought, he didn't start off by going, "Those olives look really delicious." "Those look absolutely delicious." And he kind of looked at me weird. So at first I thought like it was like a double entendre or something. Like something else was looking delicious. Because I've been looking pretty delicious lately, folks. I don't want to say anything. I'm looking pretty delicious. I was coming home the other day. There's a couple girls outside smoking in the car, a couple ladies. And I got a weird vibe. When people are hanging out, in the neighborhood, and I don't know who they are, I kind of just, you know, I kind of check them. So I was walking. I had a bunch of bags with me. And so I didn't look at them. And then I went into my, on the side door, which was, they were on the side of my building there, opened the door. And then I opened the door, and I turned around so I could see them. And they were both looking at me. And I kind of looked at them. And then I went in, and I was like thinking, that's kind of weird. I mean, the way they were looking, like one was on the passenger side and was leaning over, and it just seemed kind of odd. So then later on, I was talking to some of my neighbors, and remember that guy, the one with the tattoo, the Just Breathe tattoo? I told him about that, and he said, "Well, maybe they thought you was cute." And I go, "Yeah, you know what? I didn't think about that. I'm going right to the freaking, you know, the freaking criminality of it, and not the cutality of it. Maybe that was it. Maybe they thought I was cute. Maybe they thought I was delicious." Still have not been able to figure out Twitter. I got a new follower this week. Something called Marin Motors. They're following me. What's a company that sells cars following? Well, why would they be following me? I don't get it. I think it's just a kind of... I think there's a lot of that kind of automatic following that goes on Twitter. So I still have not figured it out. I think I got into the Twitter game kind of late. And I need to... There's a couple of guys I met. I think I told you about these tech guys. And they were explaining some of it to me. I think when I get with them, they'll explain it further. They'll explain it further to me. So I take vitamins and supplements. And I've been taking fish oil, because fish oil is supposed to be good for you. Well, there have been studies out lately that say that fish oil is not good for you. There was one study like a while ago I read, I forget what it was, and there's another study that came out this week, and it was particularly bad for men. And I thought, like, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, we're doing stuff that we think, I talked about this before, where you think you're doing something it's good for yourself, and then you find out you're actually doing some harm. You know, all of a sudden fish oil is bad. You know, and when they're going to find out potato chips are good. But I am suspicious, because for years, this goes back, I remember over 20 years ago when I was hanging out with this guy, and I first was getting into supplements, and he knew a lot about this, and the powers that be were trying to get vitamins, the supplements, the herbal supplements, the vitamins, and off. They were trying to get it where you couldn't off the over the counter market and make it a prescription only. You know, and I even had a joke a bit about it, about, you know, hustlers on the street selling vitamin C, you know, panathenic acid. So anyway, my feeling is, I wonder, because they're still trying to do it, and they're trying to, they keep trying to do it. They keep losing, and then they keep trying, and they want to take these supplements away from us and make it harder and harder for us to get them. And so I'm wondering if this is sort of a bogus study, and if they're like, you know, they're going to start finding out, oh, they find out vitamin C is bad for you, vitamin D is bad for you, you know, don't take vitamin E. Oh, no, no, no. Make sure you eat plenty of, you know, red meat and potatoes. That's what's good for you. High salt, high fat diet. High starch, high salt. High starch, high salt.
High starch, high salt.
So, I don't know. I'm a little bit suspicious. So, but although I am suspicious, I've been warily eyeing my fish oil and not taking it and wondering if I'm going to, purchase more when I'm finished. I don't know. I'm a little bit confused about it. It made it sound like it could really, really affect men, particularly. Just, I don't even want to get into what they said. Found out through this, one of these guys that I go, where I go to my aquatic therapy, this one guy's a Filipino guy, and I was talking to him about how Filipinos from his, he's American born, the Filipinos who come from the Philippines, they don't seem to have a filter when it comes to, well, they'll tell people, I'm like, oh, you're getting very fat. And he told me in that culture, if they say you're getting fat, that means that you're prosperous. So it's actually a compliment. And then I thought, oh, okay. And I remember hearing about, like, my grandma, one of my grandmothers, like, when, my father's mom, when she first came to this country, and she put on a little poundage and sent some pictures back to the old country where her family were being persecuted, and they were very impressed with her weight gain. You know, that meant that she was that meant that you were in the money. So maybe that's what the hip hop people mean when they say fat with a ph. I guess that's what they mean. It's kind of fat, right? All right, okay. So this week I called up a company because I was waiting for a delivery on some products. And usually when I get this order from them, they alert me when I'm being shipped so I can track it through UPS. And this time I didn't get it. So I called them to find out, you know, about, like, if I could track it, if they can give me the tracking number. And so I was on hold, and they literally had, you know, they had the on-hold music. They said, you know, please hold, and, you know, our next available, you know, operator will be with you soon. And then they had some music for about 6 seconds. I've counted. And then they had a voice, we appreciate your patience. Somebody will be with you in just a moment. 3 seconds. Another voice, we appreciate your business. And then we appreciate your patience. We appreciate your patience. They were going, and I was on hold for like 5 minutes, and they kept like every three to six seconds, we appreciate your patience. We appreciate. I felt like it was just, are you trying to make me crazy? Are you trying to get my, you're testing my patience. We appreciate your patience. Damn it. Just play the music. Just play the friggin' music. Okay? I can entertain myself. I'll look at my phone. You know, I'm on the phone. I'll look at it. I'll do something else. I can multitask. I have a smartphone. I have an iPhone. Yo. Okay? Got an iPhone, yo. That's where I roll. That's how I roll. I roll with an iPhone. That's how I roll. Anyway, we appreciate your patience. Then I get a text from AT&T about my data. It was a data usage alert because I'm getting dangerously close to using up my allotment of data, and I'm going to have to purchase more for the rest of my billing cycle. I don't know. I think I messed up somehow my data. And I'm like, all right, thank you. And they sent me a text. And then they sent me an email. I was like, all right, thanks a lot. And then they emailed me a survey that they wanted to know, you know, about, like, I don't know, something to do with, I forget if it had to do with this specific incident. I don't know, because I didn't really talk to anybody. But, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, would I recommend AT&T? You know, 10 being most definitely and 1 being never. And I wanted to know, what number is it where they, I can tell them that I'm not interested in their survey? What number would that be? Okay? Just tell me the number that I say to leave me alone. Tired of surveys. Everybody wants a survey. Too many surveys. Just, you know what? It's common sense, folks. You do common sense things. You treat people with courtesy. You give something of value. You don't need surveys then. Okay? That's the way you do it. Look at me. Like, I know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm some kind of big business mogul. And that's what I think. Anyway, I think I'm right. And I'm going to stick to it for now. I went to this other supermarket that I very rarely go to. It's near the place where I buy some of my vitamins. I buy my vitamins at this one particular vitamin store. It's a vitamin place. And in the same complex is this this supermarket. And this place has so many white trash. It's so filled with white trash people. I'm going to call this place White Trashersons. Even the black people come off as white trash. It's just amazing. And I've never seen, I don't know, I think I've talked about this before. I've never, the fattest people I've ever seen in a supermarket, am I from Boston? In a supermarket, go to this supermarket. And, okay, I don't mean any disrespect to people who are fat, battling with weight. You know me, I'm battling with weight, I'm doing good. No disrespect, but I'm talking about people who, I kind of admire these people because they go in there and they're unashamed of their fatness. But that could be a detriment in a way because they're buying like a lot of unhealthy stuff. But I'm telling you, I look at these people, I go, holy mackerel. Holy Toledo. So, anyway, I'm there yesterday and they start broadcasting over the PA, some lady goes, at 3 o'clock, we'll be giving away free knives at aisle 7. Just come to the back of aisle 7 for free knives. No purchase necessary. And they said it over and over again. We're giving away free knives. No purchase necessary. I was like, what a setup for criminals to just show up, get a free knife, and then go around and hold up people in stores with their free knives. But they didn't have to buy anything. You know, you mean I don't have to buy anything? No, sir. And I get a free knife? That's right, sir. Matter of fact, sir, here's a free knife. Why don't you go hold up that person over there? A really fat person with the donuts. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. All right. I'm going to end with a little bit about my little apartment complex, and about first of all, lately I've been kind of at night. I've been sitting a little bit outside in the courtyard just to get some fresh air and get away from the air conditioning, and it's interesting. I'll go out there and I'll be. No matter what I'm doing, if I'm looking at my phone or reading something, there's a gentleman that lives in the building who speaks. He's from, I believe, Guatemala. He lives with his brothers And he speaks very, very little English, hardly any. And, you know, and we always, you know, I have, my Spanish is a little bit, I can speak a little bit of Spanish. And this guy, no matter what, this guy will walk by me, no matter what I'm doing, and he'll say something to me in Spanish. No matter what I'm doing, I could be on the phone talking to somebody. And then if I, and then when I'm not, if I look up to say, I'll go, what? I'll go, I don't know what you mean. And then he'll go, I go, all right, buddy. Whatever you say, I don't know what you said, I don't know what you mean. So, what I want to address now is there, you know, I mentioned the upstairs apartment is the guy that lived there for a long time. He moved, and he's now long, now, he's no longer live. Well, he moved, cause, well, of course he no longer lives there, because he moved. So, they've renovated the place. They're trying to rent it. And I thought that I would, in the interest of full disclosure to anybody who comes there, that I would tell them, if I saw them, that, you know, I smoke cigars, and that if you're sensitive at all to cigar smoke, it may affect you. And there's also the guy that's right next to that apartment that smokes cigarettes. And so... But I, you know, I figured if I run into somebody. Anyway, I'm out there doing my exercise the other day, and Aaron and Janet are talking to some gentleman, an older gentleman, kind of a chunky guy, big kind of paunchy guy. And they're just talking, and I had a feeling that he was a candidate, but I didn't say anything. I just let them do their thing. And I'm going back and forth in the courtyard, getting my exercise on. And at one point... Aaron goes, Al, this is Jerry. He may be your neighbor. And I go, oh, hi, how you doing? I go, I hope you don't mind cigar smoke because I smoke cigars. He goes, you're joking, right? I go, no. He goes, well, I thought this was a non-smoking building. That's why I came here. It said non-smoking. I said, well, it is for you, but not for people like me. You know, they can tell you not to smoke because you're signing a lease. But because I have been here so long, I'm grandfathered in, in a rent-stabilized building, I'm grandfathered in. And since they've made it impossible to smoke anywhere around the building, this is the only place I can smoke now. In the old days, if I tried to be accommodating, and I went all over the building outside, and I was got chased all over the place. And, you know, and believe, and I do understand if you don't like cigar smoke, blowing in your face. But if it's... But sometimes you have to deal with some things in life, folks. If it's not... If you may have to... Not... There might be something like... Like the guy before me, he would have sex with his girlfriend at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't tell him to get a room because he had a room. You know, and they'd be going at it like to the point where I felt like I was in a threesome that I didn't want to be in. Okay? So sometimes... And I never complained. So sometimes when it comes to apartment... living, you gotta kind of, you know, compromise here. And since I smoke cigars at this point, I don't feel, you know, it's not right. Well, I mean, this is the only place I can do it, and it's legally for me to do it. And so so when he found out, he goes, oh, really? And then Janet goes, well, you know, they really, you know, sealed off all the areas, which is fine. They did because he used to be, there was another guy that lived up there before, and I went up there once. And he showed me under his sink, and it was like practically a cigar lounge under his... I mean, it was just smoke coming up from under his sink. So they sealed off whatever, but still, if I've got my window open, it might affect him. So he said, all right, we'll see. Maybe I'll... You know, maybe... He didn't seem to be that concerned about it. And then he said to me, well, have you thought about quitting? Now, you know, and I told the story to my friend Deb. She goes, you know, what smoker hasn't thought? It's like a stupid question. All smokers have thought about quitting. It's not, you know, that's always, you know, no smoker thinks, this is the healthiest thing in the world to do. I mean, we all, you know, probably at some point I'm going to quit. Or maybe I won't. I don't know. But it's, of course it's crossed my mind. But I was offended by that because he's coming over to my house. He goes, you know, have you thought about quitting? And I looked at his big fat stomach and I didn't miss a beat. And I go, and I said, have you thought about going on a diet? And then Aaron went, oh, no. And he goes, well, I like to eat. Oh, that's fine. So, you know, I mean, it's just like, where do you get off talking to me like this? I mean, you know, I mean, geez, I mean. So then, you know, it was a little bit of tension, but it wasn't too bad. Then he started, I went back to my exercise, and he started leaving, and he actually thanked me. He said, listen, thanks a lot for, you know, I appreciate you telling me about the cigar smoke. And I said, sure, you know. So there was another guy the next day, a young guy, and I talked to him, and it turns out he likes cigar smoke. And I said, oh my God, do you have a job? Yeah. Do you have good credit? Yeah. And I said to Janet, you know, do you, let's get this guy in. And, you know, he likes cigar smoke. And she said, get back in your house, which is, you know, very, first of all, you don't tell an adult like myself what to do. Number one. And number two, in front of a prospective tenant, you don't tell another tenant to go into their house. But, you know, whatever. Janet's got a big heart, but she's a little bit knee-jerk. So I didn't say anything. And then I got a call the next day from Mark, the owner's brother, who I've had run-ins with, but we've been getting along fine. And he asked me if I would please not mention anything to anybody. You know, like I would not mention anything to prospective tenants about the cigar smoke. And I said, fine, if that's how you want to do it, fine. Okay, but if they move somebody in here and the people don't like the cigar smoke, because the way it's set up is there's signs all over the building. There's no smoking in this building. Call if you hear smelling, if you feel there's smoking. It's really... wouldn't say illegal, but they're just not—they're not presenting what's really happening here. You know, there's actually more smokers in this building now than ever before. The only thing is now most of them are forced into the streets to smoke. So we'll see. I'll keep you abreast of the situation, and I think within the next year, I want to move into a bigger, nicer place anyway. So I've got that intention out there in the universe to find a nice, a bigger place. I need a bigger place so I can be live from a bigger place. Okay? So, all right. I think we've covered everything that I need to cover here in the podcast this week. I really want to just thank anybody and everybody who... listens to my podcast. It's greatly appreciated, and soon, like I said, I'm going to be getting with these tech guys to figure out how I'm going to overhaul this website and these files so that they're accessible to everybody and anybody, and then I will ask you people to spread the word. Spread the word, spread the word. Oh, I was thinking about the old Beatles song. Say the word and you'll be free. Spread the word about Albie. Spread the word about my podcast. Say the word, spread the word. Blah, 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 blue, blue. All right, listen. Have a great week. Until next week, next time, which will be about a week from now, or specifically a week from now. This is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.